Roger. Voyager 1, mission control, over.
Mission control, Voyager 1, you're loud and clear now. Good to read it all, go ahead.
I can't hear him at all, Vandenberg. I can hear him on fairly well on my radio, but I can't hear him on yours.
And I look at my gear, can you use him enough to talk to him right now?
Yeah, we can hear him well, we can hear him well. We'll go ahead in this way, it may get a little feedback. We got you good on our receiver, Dick. Apparently he can't hear our transmitter. Any priority traffic of any kind, otherwise we've got a couple of people like to talk to you, over.
Roger, negative priority traffic. We're in the middle of a recovery scenario for Edwards, over.
Roger, let's see. Hey,
Peter.
Yes. Judy?
Hello, Dick. This is Judy. I just wanted to see how you're doing. Over.
Very nice. The moon just came up and there's really not a lot to do, and so I find myself a little bored. But it's a pleasant change, over.
Oh, Peter's here, Dick. He'd like to talk to you, over. But what's it look like? Is it dark now? Over.
No, it's very dark, except that the moon just came up and it's, the light is improving considerably. And it looks really good. Greg, I have another message in case Bert's sister Nell is there. But I did listen to her tape, over. Okay, go ahead, Peter.
Oh, okay, here's Peter.
Oh, Voyager 1, this is 10, go ahead.
Okay, you're live, sir, Peter.
Sorry, Voyager 1, can you repeat, over?
I just hear, read you loud and clear, read you loud and clear now. And you are going to go through the landing scenario. Go ahead.
Right, as it stands, the compass rose is the landing location. And your approach should be due north, left base, touchdown at 3:30 on the compass rose, 330 on the compass rose, full stop at 270 on the compass rose, over.
Charlie, we can do that, fine.
Roger, Voyager 1, following that, there will be a deplanement, repeat, deplanement, and removal to base hospital for medical checkup, over.
Roger that. Be sure you bring the big black plastic bag with you, over.
Roger that. Copy, Voyager 1, that will be an item on the checklist, over.
Now the most important thing of all is Hanson's activity. Go ahead.
Voyager 1, can you repeat the end? Can you repeat the end of the message, over?
Roger, the NAA activities, Rick Hanson. The airplane must be quarantined without fail for Rick Hanson's evaluation of aircraft, etc., over.
Roger, Voyager 1, this has all been prepared. Repeat, all been prepared. The airplane will not be touched by anybody, repeat, not touched by anyone, until Rich Hansen arrives at the aircraft to unseal the canopy. Unseal the canopy. You will then be deplaned and removed whilst Rich Hansen personally supervises the removal of barographs and checks all the seals. He will verify everything, over.
Roger, he will do that along with myself. Rick Hansen and myself will look at their guns personally and inspect them, and then I'll turn them over to him at that time, over.
Well, I expected you to say that. Frankly, I think you're making a bit of a mistake. There are two people who can do that for you. One is Bruce Evans and Ferd Fay helping Rich Hansen, making sure they're done properly. I will not argue with you. You have to make that decision, but bear in mind, you might be a little bit weak at the knees. It would not be a good occasion to fall down, over.
I do. Well, we can abort that if you want to, but I'd like to make sure that we can take them on together and
understand, Dick. My personal feeling and that of the flight surgeon is that you should not repeat, not attempt any walking. And I think you would look kind of silly being carried on a stretcher to take the Barabas from underneath the wheel well. Over.
I can walk away from it. I've been able to walk away from most of my landings. And this ought to be no exception, over.
Yeah, all right. Well, as I said, I'm not going to argue. I may persuade, but I'm not going to argue. I just think you should bear in mind that last time your knees were a little weak. It's twice the time, and it would look really silly to fall down. Over.
Yeah, I may feel kind of silly also.
Roger, I think we had enough back over Gina's little silliness with the knees last time without you repeating it. I mean, that's really ridiculous. Over.
Roger that. Well, we'll make sure that I'm in good shape so we can walk around with the immediate supervision of somebody before I do that. But I feel it's very important that those guardrails be reviewed properly. We had problems with barograph activities in the past, and I want to make sure we don't have it again.
I understand the importance, Dick. I really do. And I'm sure that we'll do everything to help you if it is possible. You also must trust us enough to tell us how you're feeling and don't give us a surprise. Please do not give us a surprise. That would be worse than anything. Over.
Roger that. But I tell you what, we have to break this off right now. Get the weather guys in here. We're going to do that pretty bad again.
Higher. would be guided through at your present altitude. Over.
Okay, I'll stay here and run another few miles. But, yeah, we're going to have to do something about this, either climb or descend. Right. I was wondering what you're seeing. Did you see the end of this the deck that you've been flying over for a while? Right now, and can you equate my position to the cloud over?
It looks to me like the clouds would extend up to around to the north. It wouldn't stay because they extend out to about central Nicaragua and southward into Panama. So that your present course is probably your best course, over.
All right, did you see the termination of the deck below me now, over?
Okay, if you can see the termination of the deck below you, you have about a degree or so of clear weather before you encounter the main cloud band, over.
So you mean I'm going to encounter another cloud band ahead, over?
This cloud band is the one actually that's hugging the coast, and you have roughly 90 miles of fairly clear weather before you encounter the edge of that. And it looks to me like the situation should be similar with what you just experienced, over.
Okay, I understand now that I'm leaving this cloud bank, and I'm going to run 90 miles in relatively clear air before I encounter another one before we get to the peninsula. Is that telling?
Yes, you have a relatively clear area ahead of you for a while before encountering the band that's associated with the cloudiness of the peninsula, over.
Okay, fine. I show a 200-mile run to the peninsula, over.
Could you repeat that again, over?
Yeah, I show a 200-mile, I say again, 200 nautical mile run to the, oh, I'm sure getting beat up here. A 200-mile run on it to the peninsula. Go ahead.
Okay, that's correct. And about half of that distance, you should be in a relatively clear air. Last jump will be above a cloud deck. Over.
Okay, I understand that. Does the clear area necessarily mean smooth air, or can I run another 200 miles of turbulence? Go ahead.
I believe that the... I don't see any reason for any turbulence once you cross over where your present position is until you encounter the next cloud deck. And you might experience a little bit of turbulence after that, over.
Okay, I just wondered if I was running next to something, left or right, that I maybe could turn and alter my course. It may help. It may help some for through there.
I don't see any reason for altering the course. It looks to me like the present course straight for your crossing of the peninsula is your best bet, over.
Okay, roger, roger. I understand I can't, you don't see any reason to improve my ride by left or right track alteration. Yeah, possibly a climb, but I don't think I want to climb any higher than what I am right now. I would consider going lower until I saw the cumulus clouds below me, and I don't think I'm going to do that, over.
Roger, understand. We have your position. position at this time. Is there anything else you need, Dick? Over.
I was right in the middle of doing something else.